An Oshkosh man has been convicted of defrauding a Fond du Lac scrap metal company out of millions of dollars. At a plea hearing yesterday, Sterling Keenbaum pleaded no contest to racketeering and theft. A restitution hearing is scheduled for May, a sentencing hearing in June. Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney joins us on the show. Good morning, Eric.
Hi, Greg. Good morning.
How much money did he steal?
Well, the criminal complaint alleges a little over $14 million from 2009 until the early part of 2015.
And so as far as the restitution hearing is concerned, what's involved there? If it's alleged that he stole, is he contesting the amount?
He is contesting the amount, and so the court will determine at the restitution hearing what that amount is.
How much does he say it was?
Well, we'll wait until the court makes a decision. I'm not sure I want to get into the specifics of any discussions the parties have had regarding that.
All right. Needless to say, it was a lot of money.
Well, that's what the criminal complaint certainly alleges, and so it's a considerable theft, and it was a incredibly complex investigation. The City of Fond du Lac Police Department led it. They did a wonderful job, which helped lead to the result with Mr. Keenbaum. And even from the prosecution side of things, we can't just file racketeering cases. We need to contact the Attorney General's office and receive their permission before we're able to file those cases. So a lot goes into these type of cases.
There's also a civil lawsuit going on. Does that come into play in any way when it comes to the restitution?
I'm not a party to the civil case, so it would be improper for me to comment on that.
All right. All right. So what did he allegedly? This isn't the first time this kind of thing has happened to Sadoff. How did this scheme work?
So what the criminal complaint outlines is Keenbaum, the owner of Fox Valley Metal, would be paying or giving one of his employees, Christensen, money. And then that money, Christensen would then take to an employee of Sadoff's named Krieger. And then the purpose of the money was for Krieger to look the other way for the scrap vehicles that Keenbaum was bringing to Sadoff. The reason they wanted Krieger looking the other way is because the complaint alleges that all of these vehicles were loaded with dirt, and that dirt was purported to be scrap metal. So then Sadoff's would be overpaying Fox Valley for the loads that were being brought in, but they were paying the weight of dirt was purported
right.
to be scrap.
So Daniel, we're talking about Daniel Christensen and Donald Krieger. Daniel Christensen worked for Keenbaum. Donald Krieger worked for Sadoff. So the way this worked is Keenbaum would direct Daniel Christensen to drive these vehicles or take these vehicles into Sadoff, loaded with the debris. Christensen then would meet with Krieger, and the vehicle would be weighed, and then what, they'd dump out the dirt and other debris in the vehicles before sending it off for scrap?
That would be sometimes the case, where they would dump out some of the excess dirt in there, and then some of it still gets run through the machines, and they're not able to get rid of all of it.
How was it discovered?
I guess I don't want to get into that at this point. We still have a few cases that are open with two of the other individuals, so I don't want to get into all the details.
Now, what happened? Christensen and Krieger had been convicted and placed on probation, but then they were charged again. What's the story there?
They were convicted of a felony theft for a small range of a few months for their role in the activity, so it was not an all-encompassing case. And then later on, they were charged with racketeering charges as well, which they were not charged with in the initial case.
All right. It seems to me, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm remembering this correctly, wasn't Keenbaum actually friends with the owners of Sadoff Iron and Metal for a number of years?
That I can't speak to.
Okay. How long did this go on?
Well, the criminal complaint alleges roughly from 2009 until 2015, and so that's what we're dealing with on the criminal side.
What kind of penalty? He's pled no contest. He's been convicted of racketeering and theft. What kind of penalties does he face? What will you recommend?
Well, in total, he faces up to 25 years of confinement. The racketeering charge itself is broken down on 10 years of initial prison confinement followed with 5 years of extended supervision. And there are some financial penalties as well, which is up to a $50,000 fine. And then in lieu of a fine, what the court could do is order, essentially, he could be fined for up to 2 times the gross value gained by Keenbaum, or 2 times the gross loss caused, whichever is greater, plus the court costs, cost of investigation and prosecution. So there are considerable penalties that go along with the racketeering charge. And then on the felony theft, that's up to 10 years of confinement, 5 years initial confinement, 5 years of extended supervision, and up to a $25,000 fine. So as far as what the state will recommend, we'll make that determination after we get through the restitution hearing. We'll wait for some clarity from the court and make the appropriate recommendation at that time.